and it took my
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Kirby Dick, an Academy Award and Emmy-nominated documentary director whose films include Outrage, This Film Is Not Yet Rated, Twist of Faith, and his most recent, The Invisible War, a groundbreaking investigation into the epidemic of rape within the U.S. Armed Forces, the institutions that perpetuate and cover up its existence, and its profound personal and social consequences. The film won the Audience Award at the 2012 Sundance Film Festival and was nominated for last year's Academy Award. Welcome to Background Briefing, Kirby Dick.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
And, of course, your film premiered last night on PBS, and it really is an extraordinary, I think, example of what is often pejoratively called advocacy journalism, I guess as opposed to what, infotainment? You know, the fact that this film has had a significant effect. It has basically been screened for the former Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, the current Secretary of Defense, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, numerous members of Congress, and the Army, the Air Force, the National Guard have been using this film as a training tool. So I guess you and Amy Ziering are rightfully proud of what you've done.
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, we knew that this would be very explosive, but we never really could imagine that it would have this kind of impact. You know, it's now become the reference point for this issue in the administration, in the military, and in Congress. I mean, you really have had to see the film before you can even get into the debate. And certainly there were hearings, historic, actually, hearings in the House on this issue, and then the first hearing in the Senate in 10 years, led by Senator Gillibrand. And we know that the film played a huge role in making those things happen.
And in terms of course, it's too early to tell from just since it premiered last night on PBS, but it must be in the public consciousness because only about a week ago, the Pentagon released a new report with the appalling statistics that in the year 2012, there's an estimated 26,000 sex crimes took place in the military, up from the previous year by an estimated 7,000. And my understanding, talking to victims of sexual abuse in the military, that those numbers are low because they are estimates and very few of the women in the military report rapes in the first place.
Well, yeah, that is correct. These are Department of Defense estimates. Now, they do include the fact that less than 10% of people report. So this is an estimate of all crimes, including unreported crimes. Now, the question is that rate of actually 9.8%, is that high, and is it in fact even lower? So I think it's safe to say that, you know, we're in the vicinity of 26,000 sexual assault crimes, you know, in fiscal year 2012, and it might even be somewhat higher, which is just astonishing. I mean, the military has said that they've, you know, have been able, you know, we're in control of addressing this issue now for decades, and they've completely failed in, you know, in their really mission to protect our men and women in uniform.
Well, of course, adding insult to injury is the fact that a couple of days before the Pentagon released this alarming report estimating 26,000 sex crimes took place in the U.S. military in 2012, an Air Force officer who was in charge of looking into sexual assault in the military under a new regime that was established in part, I think, because of your film, he himself was arrested for sexual assault.
Yeah, that happened just last week. And it's, I mean, it really, you know, shows that the military is not on top of this issue. They still, I mean, you know, one of the things that Senator Gillibrand is going to be introducing a bill, I believe, in 2 days, actually, which is going to take the decision to investigate and prosecute out of the chain of command. This is something the military has been fighting back on pretty hard behind the scenes, but it's something that has to be done because the military's way of approaching this just isn't working. In fact, as you can see, in many ways, they're the central part of the problem.
Well, a very glaring example of the chain of command basically covering up sexual assault took place in Aviano, the big Aviano NATO base in northern Italy, where Lieutenant Colonel, I think, Wilkerson was convicted of sexual assault on a female officer. And the general in charge, who obviously was a buddy, just literally scrubbed the entire hearing and the verdict. I mean, he literally overturned the verdict on a personal whim.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, I think there were four colonels and a lieutenant colonel on the jury, all appointed by General Franklin, who was a three-star general in the Air Force, and who did, was also a pilot, just like General Wilkerson. So I think, everybody, pretty much believes that they had a personal relationship of some sort. And, there was a conviction, and he just, he had the power. The way it's structured right now is the convening authority to just, on his own, unilaterally overturn that conviction. And that's something that no one can reverse now, that Secretary of Defense, nor can the President of the United States reverse that. That man is free to go out and, continue his career within the military. I mean, we don't know if he's assaulted, men or women in the past, but, you have somebody who's really a convicted sexual assailant still, having a very successful career within the military.
And again, I'm speaking with Kirby Dickers, an Academy Award and Emmy-nominated documentary director whose films include Outrage, This Film Was Not Yet Rated, Twist of Faith, and his most recent, The Invisible War, a groundbreaking investigation into the epidemic of rape within the U.S. Armed Forces, the institutions that perpetuate and cover up its existence, and its profound personal and social consequences. The film won the Audience Award at the 2012 Sundance Film Festival and was nominated for last year's Academy Award, and it premiered last night on PBS. So this epidemic, of course, has been going on for some time, and you and your co-producer, Amy Ziering, have brought it to the public's attention. What's your understanding, though, about the men don't get it? Because this I think it's in your film, one psychiatrist likens the trauma that these women live with, and a lot of them have post-traumatic stress disorder as a result, they liken the trauma to incest.
Yes, I mean that's one of the effects of being assaulted in the military, because you go through boot camp, you're trained that everybody beside you is your brother and sister, that you'll take a bullet for them, and you never ever expect that they'll turn around and assault you. So when they do assault you, it is it's that kind of betrayal that's similar to betrayal in a family where a father or mother is doing the assaulting. But then there's a second betrayal, because in almost all cases when men and women have reported, the military has actually turned on them, investigated them. We personally spoke with three women who were single. They were each raped by a different married man. And the women were either charged or threatened to be charged with adultery. This is something that happens again and again. This is why, men and women aren't reporting, and this is why the reporting rate is so low. This, again, is why it's so important to remove this decision to investigate and prosecute from the chain of command, because right now there's this institutional bias where the senior officers in the chain of command, have the power to decide whether to investigate and prosecute. And these, lower-ranking victims do not want to report into the chain of command. They want to report to, a separate trained prosecutor that's completely outside of the chain of command. And until the military does make that change, which is what Senator Gillibrand's bill calls for, they will continue to have this very low reporting rate. And every time someone doesn't report, it's very likely that a serial predator goes free to assault again and again.
But recently, the President Obama spoke out against, when this report came out, he expressed outrage at the problem and felt that these people who abused their fellow soldiers and sailors and Marines were not just criminal, but were unpatriotic. Then, of course, the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, also weighed in and said the military is in need of a cultural change where every service member is treated with dignity and respect. So how do you get beyond rhetoric? In other words, you've got the President and the Secretary of Defense saying the right thing, but you've obviously got the military who have been aware of this for some time. They instituted this regime of reporting, and the officer in charge of the Air Force for sexual assault, he himself was just charged with assault. So it's clearly not working. So how do you get from rhetoric to reality?
Well, I think the way you do it is you change the Uniform Code of Military Justice. I mean, the military has been, spouting rhetoric on this, spouting zero tolerance for decades, and the problem has not gotten any better. In fact, over the last year, it's gotten substantially worse. You have to change the legal system. You have to change it so that the decision to investigate and prosecute is taken outside of the chain of command. Now, I do want to say one thing, is that what you're dealing with here is serial predators. Most men in the military are not rapists. Most of these rapes are caused by serial predators who assault again and again. And sexual assault crimes are among the most difficult to investigate, particularly because these serial predators are very skilled at how to pick their victim. So that's another reason why you don't want a senior officer in the chain of command making that decision. They're not trained to make that decision. We wouldn't ask that officer to go and fly a helicopter without training. It would be absurd. Likewise, we should not ask that senior officer who is not a trained prosecutor to decide whether a serial predator there's enough evidence to go after a serial predator. So that is the real problem. There's a broken military justice system right now. They do have a good working justice system, but right now it's being controlled by senior officers in the chain of command and not by JAG's prosecutors and judges who know how to prosecute these crimes properly.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Kirby Dick.
Thank you very much.
And again, I've been speaking with Kirby Dick, an Academy Award-winning and Emmy-nominated documentary director. His films include Outrage, This Film Is Not Yet Rated, Twist of Faith, and his most recent, The Invisible War, a groundbreaking investigation into the epidemic of rape within the U.S. Armed Forces, the institutions that perpetuate and cover up its existence, and its profound personal and social consequences. The film won the Audience Award at the 2012 Sundance Film Festival and was nominated for last year's Academy Award, and it premiered last night on PBS. We're going to take a brief station break. We're back talking about Republican efforts to reform immigration in order to win over Latino voters.
Be good or be gone. Be good or